We're about to begin a new series on prayer. Most of us find prayer doesn't come naturally or easily. Why is that? Well, think with me for a moment about the world we live in. We live in a busy world, don't we? It's a world of traffic and tight schedules. It's a noisy, often pushy and aggressive world. But it isn't a praying world. We might rub shoulders with people who pray, but rarely do we encounter a person praying. I hear people on the news say our thoughts and prayers are with you, but I don't think I've ever heard anybody stop and actually pray right then. The fact is, we find it easier to talk about God than to talk to Him. And who has time to talk to God when we're already running around in 1,000 different directions? We've got our eyes on our screens and our devices. We've got this endless parade of icons floating in front of us. By the time we are done responding to our notification flags and our tweets and our videos and our texts, well, who's ready to pray then? And yet, pray we must, because God made us to live out our lives in the open before Him and with Him. We were made to be in a conversational relationship with God. And prayer is how we talk to God. And the Psalms teach us to pray. Would you like to learn how to pray and to encounter God in prayer? Come to the Psalms. For 3,000 years, God's people have been learning how to respond to all of life with prayer as taught in the Psalms. In the Psalms, we learn to call out to God when we're in trouble, to confess to God when we're trapped in sin, to thank God when deliverance comes, and to praise God for His many blessings. Christians pray, and growing disciples grow in prayer. Prayer isn't just a ritual we perform so we can feel better. Prayer is the language we use to have a conversation with a great person, our triune God. So come join us July and August as we preach and pray through 9 different Psalms. 6 different leaders from our own church will lead us through Psalms of confession, lament, praise, thanksgiving. We'll learn to pray when we're afraid, to pray when we see trouble ahead, and we'll see how all prayer eventually ends in praise to the God who saves. Each week we'll not only have sermons from the Psalms, we'll actually be praying or reading these Psalms together as a congregation. And we look forward to encountering God in a new and transforming way in our series in the Psalms.